you might wonder if the globalists are admitting that they're trying to depopulate the planet, you know, to remove 7 billion human beings, why don't they just come out and say it to everybody? Why don't they just admit, okay, there's too many people, 7 billion of you are going to have to go, you know, something like that. Well, the answer is found in hunting. And I'm not a hunter, but I understand the basics of it. And when you're hunting, let's say deer, you don't try to spook the deer. In fact, you set up a deer feeder, right? So you have something positive out there that the deer comes to. And that, well, those are stimulus checks, and that's food stamps, and that's welfare. So you get the deer used to coming to you, you, the government, for sustenance, for food, for, you know, being able to survive. And you allow them to do that for a while, and you don't disturb them for a while, because then it creates a pattern. Just like entire families in America have fallen into a welfare food stamp pattern. And that's become their life, you know, generation after generation. And they feel comfortable with that, and they trust the government to keep giving them the handouts. So you do that for a few generations, and then just like with the deer, one time they come to eat the food, and you just shoot them with a high-powered rifle through the heart, and you kill them instantly. That's what the government's doing right now to humanity, with the vaccines, with the engineered food collapse, the energy collapse, you know, violence, cultural wars, infertility, child grooming, LGBT, transgenderism, indoctrination of children, all of it. This is the kill shot. See, they spent generations getting people used to government, thinking that, oh, government's good. Government's going to help us. Government's giving us the handouts. Government's giving us subsidies. Got my Obama phone, you know, and rent subsidies and food subsidies and everything. And then, boom, the kill shot takes people out. And the reason the government doesn't just come out and tell people what they're doing, it's like, oh, we're here to exterminate you, is it's the same reason you don't spook the deer. You don't fire off your gun 10 times while the deer is approaching the feeding area. You lie in wait. You stay silent about your true intentions. Otherwise, you might warn the deer or warn the sheeple. Because by and large, human beings are pretty stupid, but they're not so dumb that they, you know, if you just told them, hey, we're trying to exterminate you, a lot more of them would figure it out. They're not that dumb. Yeah, they're pretty stupid, but not 100% stupid. So the government instead continues the games, the fairy tale, you know, the theater. Oh, we're here to help you. Oh, these vaccines are here to protect you and to save your children. Oh, you need money? Oh, we'll give you money. Here, have this stimulus check. Have this extra debit card for gasoline. Because we love you. That's the message from the government. We love you. We care for you. We're ethical. We're moral. We're compassionate. We're humanitarian. And that's what the Democrats have been running on all this entire time, you know, while they're murdering babies and just slaughtering Christians all over the world and trying to destroy America. But they pretend they're compassionate. They're caring. Because that's like being soothing to the deer. Come closer, little doe. Come closer, little buck. That's right. Free corn, free corn. And then kablam, kablooey, whatever the right the right gunshot word is. Kablooey. And you're gone. Now, the skeptic, which is what you and I are in this metaphor, we're looking around, we're sniffing around. It's like, something's not right here. This food is too easy. This clearing is too open, kind of vulnerable in this place, not to be trusted, right? It's too easy. That's what people like you and I come to realize pretty quickly. And that's why we don't go there and take the easy way, the easy food, the easy corn. Oh, look, it's free corn every day. Just gonna eat it. Don't have to work. No, you and I, we take a different path, maybe a path that's got some brambles in it, path that's more difficult, it's not as cleared, it's off the beaten path, right? The unwalked path, the unmarked path. We take that path, and then we don't get shot Because the hunters are also lazy. The hunters are looking for the easy kill, the compliant deer. The hunters, the government, they just want people to line up and take the death shot. And hey, a lot of people do, and that's the low-hanging fruit, you know, to mix more metaphors into this. Those are the easy kill shots. Just, well, people voluntarily line up and die. Wow, that's like major government depopulation points. And for some people, they have to coerce them. Oh, you're going to lose your job if you don't get the shot. Or we're going to stop paying you if you're in the military and you don't take the shot. Or, you know, we're going to fire you from your job, whatever. So they try to coerce people. But the real skeptic off the beaten path says, no, you're not going to eliminate me. You're not going to inject me. And they survive. And then they go on to become the future of the deer population in the area, or in our case, the future of humanity. I want you to understand, I know you do, but let me just remind you that all these left-wing idiots who are taking the shots and who are cutting off their balls and who are grooming their children into transgenderism and chemically castrating them, you realize they will not be part of the human race, right? They've removed themselves from the human gene pool. And in a way, thank God, because they're a scourge on humanity. So they've decided to remove themselves, you know? And there's actually a positive benefit to that. It's like, well, I guess as they remove themselves, then the wisdom that's remaining in humanity rises substantially. The smart survive, the adaptable survive. Survival of the fittest, you might say, to quote Darwin. So just remember, as you are engaged in your prepping and your survival supplies and you're learning how to do things and how to stitch up wounds and how to make water filters and all this stuff, just remember, that's the hard path that you chose on purpose, because the easy path is the kill zone. The hard path is the path of survival. It is the road less traveled, to cite the name of a well-known book, The Road Less Traveled. In this case, that's the path to survival. So if you're wondering why your life seems hard, just ask the deer that's still living. Yeah, their life was hard too, but we made it because we realized that the easy path is the path of destruction. The hard path is the path of survival and rebuilding. And that's the path that we're on. It's the righteous path. It's the godly path. It's the path that will lead to us inheriting the earth. So never be hard on yourself for choosing that path. You've made the right choice. And when it is difficult, understand that's the toll that we pay. That is a very inexpensive toll for the benefit of not being easily culled. We survive, and that survival is actually very affordable, well worth it. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. If you want to watch more of my videos on survival, check out prepwithmike.com, and also be sure to check out my downloadable free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. It's available at resilientprepping.com. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Take care.